Roughly 400 Homer area residents filled the upstairs of the Kachemak Bay College campus Saturday morning. Some voiced their support for Vance's general stance on cutting the budget, but the question that appeared to be on many people's minds was whether she supports the particular cuts to public services Governor Dunleavy's balanced budget is proposing, and the public sector job losses that would come with it. But Vance tried to sidestep the question.
The question is, do you support this budget?
As is. It is not a yes or no. It is. There's no rubber stamp on this budget.
With all due respect, Ms. Vance, it is a yes or no. Do you respect
it? It is not a yes or no.
Homer resident Poppy Benson asked whether she'd consider last year's income tax proposal championed by her predecessor to fill the gap left by declining oil revenue.
Every other state in the union pays for their state government. They do not have a sugar daddy. We've had one for 30 years. It's been wonderful. But the sugar daddy is 50 years old and isn't paying out so well anymore. So we have to come up with another solution.
However, Vance countered she had defeated her predecessor, Paul Seaton, a Republican turned nonpartisan who allied himself with the House Democrats in the legislature. Her platform, she said, included supporting a full permanent fund dividend check.
I will not ignore the vote of the people. All of you matter, but you do not represent all of the district.
Vance also voiced support for some of the governor's other initiatives, including his proposed constitutional amendment that would require voters to approve future tax increases. She said the framework of the bill would allow Alaskans to put forth an income tax proposal, but it would also require lawmakers' approval. She also downplayed how much revenue an income tax could raise for the state.
An income tax will bring in about $350 million max. With the rate of increase in inflation and in healthcare and some of the costs of things that just naturally occur, an income tax would cover just that without increasing anything.
It's unclear how Vance arrived at that number. It greatly underestimates projections delivered to the legislature and an independent analysis estimating an income tax would raise nearly $700 million in revenue. Education was also a hot topic Saturday. High school junior Sophie Morin questioned how Vance could support cutting 25% of state aid to public schools. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District projects the cuts would leave more than 200 teachers without a job and popular sports and after-school programs canceled.
If our families and teachers feel as if we need to leave the state to get a good education and a good job, there's a problem. Today's students are the people who will join the workforce here in Alaska, get a professional education at the university here in the state, and if we don't get proper funding for a proper education, there is not much here for us.
More generally, Vance has defended cuts to K-12 education, arguing school districts statewide need to cut more administrative positions. On the Kenai Peninsula, the district says it has already cut $12 million from its budget over the past 5 years, and that it can't stave off cuts in the classroom much longer. At one point, questions surrounding education turned emotional for Vance, who repeatedly reminded her constituents that she's also a parent.
I have 4 children of my own. I'm invested in the public school system myself, and it does affect me.
However, she refused to rule out cuts to school districts. Despite criticism, she reiterated that the state is in a difficult situation and that all options remain on the table. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.